We've been building Charmverse for 3+ years. Charmverse is open source, and so I've been working on open source software exclusively for the past 3 years, which has been amazing. Charmverse started off, I'll just say Charmverse's passion and our team's passion is around the future of work. And the previous startups before Charmverse were about the future of work. And so it's something the team has been working on for a really long time. So when we kind of focused our future of work lens on crypto 3 years ago, we started with DAOs. And Charmverse had started as kind of Notion for DAOs or like DAO operation software. And we have a bunch of DAOs use the software, and that's still a good use case. And we watch the way DAOs interact and how they transform the future of work. Again, a lot of these protocols I mentioned are DAOs, right? ENS is a DAO. Gitcoin themselves are a DAO. And so watching how people can work within that DAO structure. Through our journey, we got selected by Optimism to run their grants program, the Optimism Grants Council program. That it was the same software that we had designed for DAOs was being repurposed for grants. From there, it became a one-year avalanche of a lot of the most popular grants programs in the crypto space selecting Charmverse. And so then we got really into grants and deep expertise in the grants. And grants represent another future of work kind of way, which is you're getting paid for your impact. I mean, especially if we look at retroactive funding, it is totally a new way to work where, you know, you build software, it generates sequencer fees. A few times a year, Optimism and the Superchain distributes those sequencer fees back to people. And so retroactive funding is a pretty new thing. And then through these experiences, what we've ultimately learned is that the highest quality projects often come in through an ecosystem with a referral where people have skin in the game. And so that can be just your social reputation. I'm only going to recommend projects that I believe in. Or that can be a scout type bonus. Separate from the scout game, there are certainly, this is well known in the VC space, but there are grants programs who have their own scouts. And they may pay you like maybe $10,000 if a project you brought into the grants program converts and is a good grant, right? And so that sort of speaks to the fact that one, the ecosystems really need high quality projects, the highest quality projects. And a pain point for them is attracting the highest quality projects. On the other side are the projects who are just trying to build and don't really want to be looking for grants constantly. And these grant applications themselves can take a couple of days to a week to apply, and builders just want to build. And so we had spent a lot of time this year thinking about and the bridging many of those gaps. How do we do referrals at internet scale? How do we reward builders for contributing to ecosystems? How do the ecosystems reward builders for contributing? And there are two approaches to this kind of currently, which is grants. And grants can be great. They're actually hard to choose a grant. It's hard to award a grant, just like VC. It's hard to pick the winners. And so grants can be great. There are huge winners that come out of it. A lot of them just don't work out. There's hackathons. Hackathons are really great. Get a lot of developers into your ecosystem. A lot of fun and energy, you know, often around crypto conferences. But very few of those turn into sustainable projects or sustainable builders in the ecosystems. And so trying to solve that, we invented the Scout game. And the Scout game, my real TLDR is it's fantasy sports for open source development. And so as a scout, you are scouting or collecting open source developers. You're buying their NFT. And so you own them for that season. You own their card for that season. And then on the builder side, on the open source developer side, as they are getting pull requests merged into qualified open source crypto repos, they're earning points. And so they earn points for themselves, and then they're earning points for anyone who has collected their NFT. And so the notion is that the community can support developers and cheer them on, and then the developers can earn just from their normal open source work. Open source work itself can be challenging. It's challenging to monetize. You can certainly build businesses around open source, so that's one great one. But a lot of the other one is some large companies, usually the FANG companies, sponsor open source developers and their repos. And it can be a good arrangement. It can also influence what's being built in the open source project. And so we hope the Scout game can be another way for open source developers to earn and do it in a fun way and make it almost like a sport, like hacking for sport, and see if we can use crypto economics to like have a true open source flywheel that supports itself.
Fantastic. Like, you're really gamifying the entire experience and the entire process. I'm really curious, like, since you mentioned also future of work, and now that we're on the topic of open source developers, let's say like Scout Game accomplishes its main goal, its main vision. How do you envision the landscape and the future of work for open source developers to change then? Like, what would they be allowed? What would they have more of? And how would their lives be changed?
Yeah, great. Also, I think in success, we break out of just engineering and can figure out ways to reward lots of people. There are lots of challenges with rewarding other kinds of work, where GitHub pull requests are like a very clear impact. But I would say, like, I think the future of work is less about 5,000 person corporations and more about dynamic and fluid small teams. And so as an individual, you know, you might have a long-term contract or a project you work on, but it's unlikely that you'll just be receiving a paycheck from a company. And so in that way, we just need these more fluid and dynamic ways to work. And one is, if you can get rewarded with crypto economics for just contributing to ecosystems, I think that's one. And so you can just say, like, hey, I'm a superchain developer. I work on open source and public goods projects across the superchain. I make a salary that's equivalent to if I had been working at Google. And so that's sort of like different lenses of it. I think, like, you know, what we want is for people to be rewarded, or at least give them a bonus for the good work they're doing in each ecosystem. The ecosystems want to do that. And so even right when we launch, some ecosystem partners will sponsor specific repos. And so while the developers are earning points for all of their pull requests, one can imagine like specific optimism pull requests would earn you OP on top of that. And so, yeah, so that's what I kind of think where this is headed, which is like, we're all kind of free agents. We all get rewarded for the work we do. There are systems in place like the Scout Game or RetroPGS, where if you do good work, you are fairly rewarded for it. You can count on that in some sort of trusted way. I think there's ways to go to get there across these funding programs. But I like all of these experiments and, you know, what optimism will controversially sometimes call the new capitalism.
Yeah, like really the new social capitalism, or really everyone has truly a position to make something happen without, regardless of where they are in life, which totally. Is something I think absolutely beautiful that all these grants and like the optimism superchain is striving to achieve. Like, we might totally. Not be there yet, but we're definitely on that way.
And then, like, one thing I greatly admire about RetroPGF and the way Jonas runs it is every round is an experiment, and every round is either trying to learn from the last round or trying to learn something new, or both, usually. It can be frustrating as someone who applies to these that the rules feel like they can keep changing, but the goal is to come up with the perfect system that just runs on autopilot, everyone knows the rules, and it just works, you know? And so that's where they're going with Retro. That's where we hope to go with Scout Game as well.